Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We're surrounded by coincidences every day. Have you ever bumped into your real-life doppelganger in a different city, for example? Stick around to find out about some wacky happenings in this episode of One in a Million Coincidences.
You're listening to
Be Amazed.
Your high school history teacher probably taught you that the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand was the event that kickstarted the First World War. But what most people don't know is that the whole thing might not have happened if it wasn't for a humble sandwich. As the story goes, the assassins failed in their first attempt to kill the Archduke after their grenade hit the car behind him and he sped away unharmed. Understandably, his would-be killers were pretty peeved about this. One of the men, Gavrilo Princip, was so hangry that he stopped to grab a sandwich at a nearby cafe. While Ferdinand was counting his lucky stars to have survived the attack, his driver, who was blissfully unaware that the pre-planned route had been changed, took a wrong turn, passing right by the cafe where the assassin had stopped for lunch. Seizing the opportunity not to mess up a second time, Princip shot the Archduke and his wife from 5 feet away, and the rest, as they say, is history. When it started to look like World War I was going to get pretty gnarly, the German army decided to convert a cruise liner named the SMS Cap Trafalgar into an armed merchant cruiser. To protect their shiny new battleship from potential damage, they agreed upon a rather sneaky tactic. They disguised the Trafalgar as the British liner RMS Carmania. Unfortunately for them, the Trafalgar was attacked and sunk off the coast of Brazil in 1914, and its attacker was none other than the real RMS Carmania, which had also recently been converted into an armed merchant cruiser. As if that wasn't bizarre enough, it turns out the Germans weren't alone in their scheming, because the Brits had also disguised the RMS Carmania to look like the SMS Trafalgar. To recap, the SMS Trafalgar, which was the RMS Carmania, sunk the SMS Trafalgar, which was disguised as the RMS Carmania. I think I need to lie down now. Just stick to your ships from now on, okay? Moving on to the next war now, in the throes of World War II in 1942, Army veteran Don Carcos was hit by some rogue shrapnel that gashed across his forehead and blinded him in his right eye. Various doctors tried in vain for 64 years to restore Don's sight until something miraculously unexpected happened in 2006. 84-year-old Don was working as a security guard on a paddock at the Monticello Raceway racecourse in New York when he was headbutted by a pedigree racehorse while slipping a collar around its chest. Although the impact threw him back against a wall, he was mostly unharmed, other than feeling a little dazed. Later that night, though, the unbelievable happened. Don started to regain his lost vision. Although it's still not perfect, Don could now see about 15 feet with his damaged eye. Dr. Douglas Lazaro, the head of ophthalmology at Long Island College Hospital, said the blow could have knocked a dislocated lens into place, but no one is exactly sure what happened to restore his sight. It's not often someone can describe being headbutted by a horse as a miracle. There are plenty of amazing war stories out there, but I'll bet you've never heard the one about the World War II seaman and his lucky life belt. During the summer of 1942, Eglin Staples was a crewman on the USS Astoria, which was in the fight for control of Guadalcanal. After completing his watch one night, Staples was awoken by an explosion of enemy fire above deck. He instinctively threw his life belt on before going to help, but the deck quickly gave way, plunging him into the water. After floating for 4 hours, he was eventually rescued by another U.S. ship, but his luck was still down because this one sunk too, depositing poor Staples back into the ocean. Once again, Staples' life was saved by his lucky life belt. When he examined the belt more closely, he noticed it hailed from his hometown of Akron, Ohio, so he decided to keep it as a souvenir. While sharing his stories with his families after the war, Staples' mother proudly declared that she'd also done her part by working at a local Firestone plant which manufactured life belts. Things went from coincidental to downright freaky when Staples' mother inspected the belt and noticed her own inspector's number on it, which means she had personally approved and stamped the very device that saved her son's life. Twice. On July 28, 1900, Italian King Umberto I was enjoying a meal in a Monza restaurant when the proprietor approached to greet his honorable guest. Immediately, both men were struck by how alike they looked, and Umberto invited the man to sit and chat. The spooky similarities didn't stop there, though. The restaurant owner was also named Umberto, and he'd been born in Turin on the same day as the king. If that wasn't enough, both Umberto had married a woman named Margarita on the very same day, and the restaurant owner even opened his establishment on the day of the king's coronation. The king was so amused by this baffling coincidence that he invited his new friend to attend an athletic show he was scheduled to appear at the next morning. But sadly, it never came to pass. That same morning, the restaurant owner was mysteriously shot and killed, and just a few hours later, King Umberto was also assassinated by Italian-American anarchist Gaetano Bresci. Many have speculated that the two Umbertos were indeed long-lost twins separated at birth, and their killer, having witnessed the pair's chance meeting, was determined that they both die.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 2016, 17-year-old Santana Gutierrez went viral on Twitter after posting a mind-blowing photo of herself standing next to a total stranger who just so happened to be her total mirror image. In September of that year, Santana, who originally hails from Las Vegas, had driven out of town to Fashion Valley Mall in San Diego because it was the nearest mall with an Apple store. When she arrived, she was randomly approached by Isabel, who was working for the Save the Children Fund, and the pair couldn't resist snapping a photo of their incredible likeness. The photo was retweeted over 20,000 times, and a week later, someone responded with photos of their friend who also looked exactly like Santana. By now, things were starting to get freaky, and yet still more Twitter users weighed in with their very own versions of the 17-year-old. Either there's some Santana Gutierrez cloning machine out there somewhere, or her parents have some serious explaining to do. Some coincidences are definitely enough to make you believe in fate. Like the amazing story of these long-lost sisters who were reunited most suddenly. Holly Hoyle O'Brien, originally named Paknam Shin, was adopted by an American couple in 1978 when she was just 9 years old and never forgot about her younger half-sister who was taken by her stepmother. Holly's adoptive mother even called the orphanage where the sisters had lived, but they had no record of her biological sister, so young Holly started to lose hope. That is, until Holly landed a new job at Bayfront Healthport, Charlotte, in 2015, working on the fourth floor of the medical surgical unit. 3 months later, Holly was scheduled to work a 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. shift and was joined by a new nurse named Megan Hughes, who was also from Korea. As the two women got to know each other better, it became clear that they shared too many similarities to ignore. That summer, a DNA test confirmed their suspicions. They were long-lost sisters. What are the odds? Not all coincidences are so fortunate, and if you ever feel down on your luck, just remember this tale of two brothers, one bike, and one very unfortunate cab. On the night of July 18, 1975, 17-year-old Erskine Evan was tragically struck and killed by a taxi while riding his moped in Hamilton, the capital of Bermuda. What made this accident so spooky was that Erskine's brother was also killed almost exactly a year earlier on July 30th, 1974, on the same intersection known as Hog Bay Level, also by a rogue taxi. Oh, and he was riding the same moped. If all that wasn't Final Destination enough for you already, get this. It was the same taxi driver, Willard Manders, who happened to be carrying the same passenger, John Henry Evan, each time. Talk about bad juju. This probably all seems too strange to be true, but analysts have since noted that as Bermuda is a small island with a small population, the likelihood of this creepy coincidence happening, while slim, is still entirely possible. Coincidences don't get much creepier than this case of two unmistakably similar unsolved crimes that occurred 157 years apart in the historical suburb of Erdington in Birmingham, UK. At around 6:30 a.m. on May 27, 1817, a laborer named George Jackson came across the body of a 20-year-old woman at a local water pit. The woman was identified as Mary Ashford, who had met with a friend the night before to attend a dance in celebration of the historic Whit Monday at Tyburn Hall. That night, Ashford had met and walked home with a man named Abraham Thornton at about 4 a.m., the prime suspect in her untimely demise. However, thanks to witness testimonies, Thornton was acquitted of the crime and the cause remained unsolved. Flash forward exactly 157 years to May 27, 1974, and history was about to repeat itself. The life of another 20-year-old woman named Barbara Forrest was mysteriously snuffed out, and she was found in a ditch a few days later with similar injuries to Ashford. On that fateful evening, Forrest had also attended the dance with her boyfriend in the spirit of Whit Monday. The police eventually zoned in on a prime suspect, Forrest's co-worker, Michael Ian Thornton. Miraculously, Thornton was once again acquitted, leaving the crime unsolved. To make matters worse, both women are reported to have told friends that they had a bad feeling on the evening of their demise. Did it just get cold in here? If you were amazed at these unbelievable coincidences, you might want to check out the other episodes in this series. And as always, thanks for listening. And I'll be here the next time you want to be amazed.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.